Blog Talk Radio.
You know I do it cause I'm ready. Cause every time I'm on it, man, you know we rockin' steady. My trials and tribulation got me trippin' like I'm losing it. Living's like a drug, I don't like it, but I'm using it. Feel I wanna blow, it's a show and then I go. Man, I'm hating what I'm doing cause I do it on the low. Eeny, meeny, miny, mo, putting Jesus on the flow. Every day I gotta pray, so my knees be on the flow. Boy, I'm steady rapping that God flow. Beating demons like Tybo. What you think he died for? My God is king and he raised, bro. We gon' with it, gon' kill it, till the truth they gon' feel it. On his word we go realer. The things we think we go iller. Days are dark, I feel blue. What a brother gon' do? But on my face I stay true. We doing stuff they couldn't do. We stay winning, they stay in it. We go realer. I sell hope, they sell coke, no dope dealer. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on the real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me.
A minute, and I guess it done forgotten. I'm alive and new, I owe it to God. I beg your pardon. Never thought that I could make it, but now I'm living my dream. But is it worth it, all this glory, and without you on the scene? My life is elevated, my music is celebrated, and it's only right that I say it's cause of you that I done made it. So picture me rolling in that Mercedes over last. This ain't me bragging, this is me stating that I am blessed. Man, I came out from that dirt, now I'm putting in work. I've been through the worst, you can feel the pain of my voice when I can't recall back in them old days. Deep shows for no pay. Right now I'm okay. From Eastlands, not Robay. What up, Maluda? We flexing. Man, can I get a witness? Not only talking to fans, but everyone who listening. And this a message, and like a pastor, I'm a preacher. Okay, with a brand, we legendary. And on this quest, we never sleep.
What up? Yeah. Thank you, God, for your forgiveness. Thank you for your love and mercy. Thank you for second chances. And above all, thank you for dying on the cross.
Whoa. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on the real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. And you know I'm rapping what I know. You know I'm talking Jesus everywhere I go. I got this rapping thing up on a bigger fold. This world is like a jungle, got me feeling cold. But I'm still up on my grind, fighting issues in my mind, persecution all the time. Every day I gotta hustle, cause it's taking up my time. And my bills are piling up, don't know if they will decline. So I stay rooted, stay reading, 1-6 is stay winning. Quit on crap, you daydreaming, been with me from beginning. I be going hard, I don't care what people be feeling. I be rapping Christ, I don't care what people be feeling. No sack, I don't own that, I'm tripping, I blow that. Track killing, soul winning, bro, you know we own that, We stay winning, they stay in it, we go realer. I sell hope, they sell coke, no dope dealer.
Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me. Have mercy on a real G. Lord, I pray that you remember me.
My Redeemer lives. Christ Jesus the Messiah, full of grace and love. He conquered the world and defeated the devil, the grave, sickness, disease, and death. Hallelujah. Our Redeemer lives. Like Christ Jesus, I'm the one that was sent, not the one that went to get the job done. Like Christ, I'm the anointed one. The Holy Spirit anointed me, and the devil knew it. When I took my mama faith, then I added gangster to it. They can say what they want to say, they don't know the cost. But the devil knows Jesus Christ is the realest gangster that ever walked for 15 years. God hit me fast in the prayer at the foot of that old rugged cross. Now I'm finally here, anointed by the Holy Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walked according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, since I've been set free from all sin.
the reality and pride I never bow down to again. I constantly flee in my heart. I perceive how the world attempts to prevent me from spreading light to the dark by keeping religion and tradition in the people's heart. Those with gangster faith understand the whole world is Noah's Ark. That's why you find me spreading the gospel in every club, every hood, and every bar, right or wrong. Although I'm despised by few, I'ma stand strong. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I'm a big fat problem like American obesity. Since my new birth in Christ, they recognize my divine identity. It's strictly gangster faith, and yes, even death belief, cause I've seen my savior face. Revelation 1:18, I rest my case until I breathe my last breath. I tell the whole world about my Redeemer, who defeated death as quiet as a kelp before we ever knew ourselves. And it's soon he loved us before we was ever conceived inside our mother's womb. And you can take that to the bank, little homie. In his life, want to be without Christ, little homie. That's why I stay far from fakes and phonies. As earth is to a star, you can ask Killer Tony. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit. They never pay me like a stretch off a lottery ticket. See me in the club and expect me to kick it. Hit me up, spend a couple of hours. It's best not to be born at all, to be born a coward. Gates of faith can't be bought. Although I'm saved by grace, my last name's still Howard. My love for my faith is complete without questions. Like Christ, I'm affiliated with sinners and gangs. Is anybody extra? I'm up in the club or in the hood, supply spiritual CPR until I rest in peace. Like a real disciple Christ would. Giving life to Christ that would never motion cease. So when they bury me, plant two turntables at my feet, so I can rock death and hell and raise the dead from the sleep. I represent the glory of the cross. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I can say never, I can say never again. With blood be shed for sin, to God, man, Jesus Christ, my Redeemer live. Through him, sin is crucified. My soul at hope because of my Redeemer has sits high. He conquered death, sin in the grave, and he's still alive. And he promised me victory over death. So my most joyous moment is when I die and I breathe my last and final breath. Until I fly, until I shed my last tears, I'ma walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. For 15 years, I walk according to the Spirit, totally unafraid, with no fear. Only the fakes and cardboard cutouts gon' hate on me now. But I'm the first of the realest breed, through Jesus Christ.
All right, y'all. We thank God for y'all tuning in on this evening to the Angels of Melody International Outreach Ministries, where you're listening to your host, Miss Angel, on deck here in Detroit Live. And we're just grateful for this great show on this evening. We want to give a shout out to our brother, Reverend Sconey, there in Ohio. I'm telling you, y'all, that's a great song that you heard 15 years, and right before you heard, you're going to be hearing his music throughout the show, but at the very beginning, that was our brother Maluda there in Kenya singing Have Mercy. And we just want to give a shout out right now to all of you that are listening in all over the world here in Detroit, Michigan, in the different states, California, those in Texas, Chicago, down south, northeast, west, you name it. We want to give a shout out on this evening. Also to those of you in St. Louis, giving you a shout out, Kansas City, those in Italy, the UK, Brazil, Mexico, in the Caribbeans, Jamaica, Barbados, Trinidad, everywhere around the globe. We just giving you a shout out tonight. We have a great show coming before you. A lot of you know about the page. I say this every time I do a show with testimonies, because I have to give a shout out to the founders and the administrators of Tell Us Your Testimony page, because a couple of weeks ago, I didn't know anything about this page at all. And I ended up seeing it on my wall on Facebook. Someone had posted it up, and I went on and I saw all these testimonies like around the world of different nationalities, I mean, it was really mind-blowing how different ones were going through homosexuality issues and how they said they prayed and how they were delivered from these issues, people that were on drugs, gang-banging, selling dope, stripping, you name it. I mean, you know, demon worshipers, you name it. It was just all kind of people, testimonies that I heard, and I thought, wow, I got to get this live on the radio. A lot of you know me. I've been doing radio now for 9 years. It will be 10 years, March the 4th next year. And I've been doing all kind of things in this ministry as far as testimonies, playing gospel hip-hop, gospel reggae, gospel jazz, you name it. I've been doing it on the show. People have been calling in and sharing testimony how they have been delivered from the gangs, selling drugs, using drugs, you name it. I mean, we just been having a lot of people calling in and sharing testimony. But, you know, but when I looked at that page, it was total different. I mean, it was just like, wow, mind-blowing. We had a couple of brothers in Kansas City that came on last week. We had a sister came on last night. I'm giving it up to my sister, Tanya Divine Favor. She was on last night sharing testimonies how God brought her out of the gangs and selling drugs and using drugs. I mean, it was very powerful. And now tonight we have a great brother calling in all the way from California. His name is Jesus Cardenas. And I'm telling you, when I read his testimony on that same page, I thought, oh, I got to get him on the air. Giving a shout out to our brother Jonathan listening in right now. God bless you, brother. You're going to be hearing his testimony on next Tuesday. Friday, we're going to be on with Star Jones sharing the story of how she was a part of the Nelly Incorporation. And I'm telling you, talking about her book. And tomorrow night, I want y'all to join me for Jazz Night. We have Gospel Jazz Night tomorrow with our brother Dante. A lot of y'all seen the links of Transparent, the band, giving him a shout-out, his lovely wife, Sherelle, and the whole group. We will be live on tomorrow night. And I'm telling you, we just we have Out of the Box, Sharana, being on with us on next Wednesday. Can't wait to hear her testimony coming out of abusive marriage and how God just brought her out of that and really placed a great man of God in her life a year later, and now they're ministering together. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about these testimonies and what happened. So right now, like I said, we're going to give it up for our brother Jesus Cardenas there in California. We're going to bring him on right now where he would share a powerful testimony what God has done. I'm telling you, I just read a little of it. I know I don't know all of it, but we're going to hear. However he just go, we're not going to be on the airwaves too long, but we just thank God for the leading of Lord on here as he will be led to talk to us about what happened back then and what brought him to where he's at today. So I want to say God bless you, brother. You're on the air, Jesus Cardenas. How are you?
I'm doing very good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing great, doing great. I really am grateful to have you on the air with us on tonight. You know, I thank God for that page. Like I said, tell us your testimony. That's how me and you connected through that page when I read what happened to you. And I'm telling you, it was just mind-blowing. And to be able to have you talk about it today. So I'm going to have you reintroduce yourself, tell the people what part of California you're calling from, and you can go ahead and share your testimony as you want to share. Then we can go for a break for a minute and play another song and then come back for you to tell more. But just go as you feel led.
Okay, sister. Yeah, my name is Jesus Cardenas from Stockton, California. Well, to start off with, I was raised Catholic. I really worshiped the Virgin Mary. I was really deeply into the idols, and I was just blinded by the religion. Growing up, more and more of me growing up, understanding the nonsense of seeing where I was going in life and seeing that it never helped what I wanted to be in life, or why was I here in life? What was the purpose of it? And this was at a young age. And I told myself that I will never become a Christian. And I like to thank the Manchi family, because they changed me a lot. They're Christians to the heart. And if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be in the situation that I am now. At a young age, he taught me how to pray. He taught me the situation, but my heart was prideful. I still worship the Virgin Mary. I still worship Catholic. I didn't want to get away from that situation. But growing up in the situation, in the ghetto, hearing these music, hearing this life story, they continue, that blinds us of the society that we're in. So me personally, I used to love Tupac. He used to be my idol. He used to be everything to me, as in the point where I needed his music. I needed to know what he was saying. I needed the whole situation just to find out what was he about, how he was beefing, and just all kind of things that blocks your heart from the pride, where I started understanding until I got a little bit older and I joined the dope game. I never banged gangbang, but I just sold dope. Dope, I was in love with money. I was infatuated with money. It was fast money. It was everywhere. All you need to do is get in the dope game, and it's always there. So hearing more of this rolling music into the situation, and hatred in your heart, always dissing your enemies, always in the situation of not trying to improve in yourself. I had my own house. I sold dope. I had cars. It was all about a fast life. And in a situation where I had a dream before it was 12 o'clock at night. I was going to sleep and I had a dream that I was going to die. It was no fear. It was no hatred. It was whatever. I know what I was in. It was either prison or death. I didn't really care. It was a prideful heart. Listening to a lot of situations with Tupac and beefing and just understanding the music of life, how they got us so trapped and blocked off. I continued following that lifestyle. I continued pushing it. I really didn't care when nobody told me. I really didn't care. As long as I had money, I was eating, and I was boasting. My main focus was boasting and thinking that I'm better than the next. Until one night, I felt like I had a dream. I woke up in that dream that I was going to die. So I ran to down the street. I went to one of my boys' house because he does tattoos, and I got tattoos on my eyelids. And in that situation, I knew when you pass away or at a rosary, people will come and see you. So my prideful heart really didn't care what nobody told me. So if I'm dead, you can't make fun of me, man. Or you come and see me at my rosary, I can't talk back to you. But in my eyelids, I got tattooed F you. You know what I'm saying? With a prideful heart, because I didn't care about nothing. Well, the next day, in that situation, it was a Thursday. I remember it so very well. It was 2010, January 23rd. I opened the door, and I got robbed. I got robbed. I chased the man. In the ghetto, you don't get away with nothing. Everybody's going to see you in the situation. Everybody's going to see what you're about. You know, and I was in a boastful heart. I didn't care. I didn't know God like that. I was more of a Virgin Mary, more of a idol, more of just saying five prayers, going to the pastor, and living that life, which I didn't know nothing about that. But I lived. When I got caught in the situation where I found a friend, he was my friend that robbed me. So we came to a discussion. Everybody found out what I did, and I went back home. A week after that, I got set up by some people that I know. They called me. It was 1 o'clock in the morning, and I remember like it was yesterday, and I opened the door, and I got pistol whipped. I got pistol whipped, and my whole left side was open. So I was like, wow, here we go. This is what I wanted. Like, what a prideful heart that didn't care about nothing. And I had a son, and I was just so into this lifestyle that this society has you trapped in the ghetto, thinking that you cannot get out of it because you're so deep inside of it. So people feel that they can't get out of that situation. I felt that way. I felt that we have to live this life. We have to sell dough. We have to push this. But in my heart, it was completely prideful. So in that situation, when I got pistol whipped, it came out where the man that got me, he was nervous, shaking, mad, yelling. And I knew from right there and then that this was going to not be good. This was completely all bad. And the gun was shaking, and he shot me. So what? When he shot me in my head, my last reaction that I remember is rushing him, and I ended up in my front yard upside down, drowning in my blood. He left. Mm. One of my friends showed up that he never did. I mean, he never does. And he showed up one night, and in that situation, he took off. But he woke me up because he had a motorcycle, so I heard the motorcycle, but I was drowning in my blood. And I was just at that period of time, still heartless, still prideful. I was still mad at myself because it's a mind thing. And the Bible tells us we must transform our mind. If we don't transform our mind, we're going to continue being in the same situation that we are in the past. So we must grow from the situation that we're in. I got up. I was halfway bleeding. I was bloody everywhere, I should say. I told my neighbor she was cleaning. I told her to call the cops because I got shot. She started yelling and screaming. So I was a short-tempered man. So I just got away from her, and I was walking to my house. Before I made it into my house, I collapsed. And I didn't understand nothing. I was so shocked that I could see it, but I couldn't move no more. And like those movies that be happening when they be dying, and they be like, well, it's getting cold, you know? I was literally getting cold, and I was lost. The cops came, the ambulance came, and they started, you know, cutting the clothes to see where I got shot, but it was so cold. And I remember my last words telling them was, it's cold, cover me up, it's cold. And the ambulance, like, we're losing them. We're losing him. It's about time. We got to take him to the hospital. So the last thing I remember seeing was a nightlight at the street pole, I should say, the light. 3 days later, I was at the hospital. I was, like, it was a mind thing. When I was at the hospital, I forgot my son. I forgot the people that were around me. I started losing contact. I really didn't understand what was I at, who was around me, and why were they around me. So I really felt pain. I really felt hurt. My son was there, and it was just a hurtful feeling for me to even mention that I didn't have a son. For the first five minutes, I snapped into reality. Like, it's a mind control thing. It's a spiritual battle. Now that I understood it and came to the whole possibility of the situation, I snapped into reality. And I was like, wow, you got shot in your head. But that doesn't mean you don't need to forget your people. These are your people. You have a son. That was the third day at the hospital. Seven days later, I left the hospital. I was halfway open. My head was scarred up. I had stitches, and I went straight back to the ghetto. I went straight back, and I went to go get my money, the people that owed me, and I didn't care what nobody told me. It was part of the life. This is the life of the ghetto, that people feel that there's no way out. There's nothing there, and my heart wasn't really feeling to get out of it. My heart was mad and hurtful that I got set up from the people that I know. So at the same time, I just wanted to go get my money, and I wanted to get back in the game, and I wanted to show these people that I'm in the hood, and I'm going to prove a point. After the situation where it started happening, my heart, I started feeling guilty. I started feeling hurt. I started feeling lost, and I never felt that way in my life. I never felt this passion deep inside of me that wanted me to change.
Yeah.
I started reading the Bible. I started understanding more of the King James. I started seeing more of the ways of life. What are you supposed to be here? Why are you here? What are you doing in life? What is your best? So I started reading deeply into the Bible, and I separated myself from the dope game. And slowly but surely, I was getting away from the whole situation and started growing in a way where I never thought that it could be, in a way where I was so happy to be peaceful. And even though I felt guilty and I felt lost, I knew that Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior. I knew that he would change in the way that you come, like he did Paul. And I just continue reading the Bible. The more that you read the Bible, the more knowledge of understanding you get, the more it's already been wrote. Everything that happened in the Bible is happening right now in people's lives.
That's
There's
true.
Nothing different. And like God said, I know everything. Before you do it, I already know what you're doing. That's something I never understood. That's something that I stayed away from until I started really understanding about who he really is. Who are we supposed to worship? Who are idols? What's going on with this world? What's going on with your soul? And I really came to the point of deeply understanding it, deeply seeing what I want to do in my life now. And everybody got their ups and downs, and everybody goes through hard times, but Christ saves. Jesus Christ saves to the fullest, man. And I'm just so grateful and honored for everything that he has done in my life. Regardless of the situation that we are, he's blessed. He is merciful. And you just have to come to him. The people that are watching this, if you're in the hood, if you think about, come to him. There's no other way out. He says through him, that's the only way we can get to heaven. And I was so prideful into the Catholic life that he took that away from me so fast. I was blessed. Very blessed for him to get me out of the situation, because his words are living, his living words in the Bible. He tells you exactly how to do it. He tells you exactly how to act. He tells you what he wants to do. And
that's true.
You just have to have a conversation with him. I'm not in a religion. Like I tell people, I'm not in a religion. I'm in a relationship with Christ. I didn't automatically run to Jesus Christ. Like people say, well, you lived in America. You went to Jesus Christ. That's a lie. I didn't just left the Catholic and run to Jesus. I went to Muslims. I studied Muslims. I studied every religion that was out there to see what's the basics of what is, why does it got to be just Jesus? So I studied hard on the religion. And every religion is work. You have to work to go to heaven. You don't have to work as being a Christian. Jesus already paid the price. And awesome God, man. There's none like him. The more that you understand him, the more that you study him, the more you build a relationship with him, he won't let you down. There's going to be
times
where you're going to fall. There's going to be times where you're going to be hurt. That's mandatory, but it's a race that we're in. And in this race, we have to race. We have to continue running until the end, until the last breath. And, you know, me personally, like, I love my scripture. It's Romans 14:11. And everybody will bow. That's one scripture that blew my mind in reading the Bible was every knee will bow. Romans 14:11. And it was a mind-blowing to understand what was he talking about. How are you going to come on Judgment Day? What is this life about? There is a way out. If you really want to change your life, it's a choice. God created us. In his image, but he didn't create robots. It's your choice. I got friends still doing in the dope game. I got people still living that life that they know is wrong, but they're so accustomed into that life that they're ashamed to come to Christ. They don't want to change their life. They are so drowned into this society that is so blocked off that they're blind. So as much as I pray for them and just for Christ to continue giving me the strength to continue pushing forward. Because I know a lot of people that are still not following Christ, and it hurts me. It hurts me real bad. At the same time, God is good, and you cannot escape.
That's right.
I mean, I'm a perfect example. You get shot in your head, and I'm still here. I'm not paralyzed.
Yeah.
I'm not hurt. I mean, I am the blessings that when I got shot, it's a blessing. When I got shot, I understood more what I did when I was younger than I remember when I was not shot. Like, it was just a mind-blowing for me to understand how my hateful heart, because I never had a dad. My dad passed away when I was 9. I never had a dad. I wanted someone to call dad. I wanted to go play ball with a dad. I never had one. I just had a mom. And she wasn't my mom and dad, but it's nothing like having a dad. That's why I don't understand these dudes out here that's having these kids and not being a dad. That hurts my heart.
Yeah.
I never had a dad. When he passed away, I really came with an understanding of myself that I must forgive him, and God is good. And whatever situation that God dealt with him, then he deserved whatever he deserved. But there's no hate in my heart no more. God is so good. I know the one that shot me. I know my enemies, but I bless them. God is good. I don't need for them to be all up in their face. I pray for they to repent, for they to come to Christ. And people, a lot of people have different problems and people have different enemies. But like Christ says, I died for the world. There's no question about that. If he died for the world, then you have to do the same thing. As in the way where you believe in him, you love your enemies, you constantly follow the Lord. And it's a beautiful feeling. And, I mean, it's ups and downs, but Christ will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And that's the blessing that I'm in. You know, we live and we learn, and I'm blessed that God gave me a talent. Well, I love writing poetry. So anything that comes to my mind, anything that I see, anything that I'm around, I'm writing. I write right there and then. It bugs me if I don't write. Just for the situation, it's the truth. If it's wrong, I would love for someone to tell me about the situation. As Christians, as brothers and sisters in Christ that we are, we have to be there for each other, communicate with each other. Right. If you're wrong and I'm wrong, then let me know your situation, and I will let you know my situation. But what I've been noticing in this brothers and sisters in Christ is a lot of pride, a lot of prideful hearts that they want it their way. They take these scriptures and they take them out of hand because they wanted to fit in their way, and they don't work that way. You really have to study the scriptures to understand what God really means, and don't take it out of context, because that's an ugly feeling. Like I say, don't take my words out. Don't put them in. Don't take them out. My words are holy. I'm the one that made them. So I just pray, and I continue praying for my brothers and sisters in Christ and for the people that I know that are not following Christ, that they do come to Christ in this situation, because you don't have to be a Christian. You don't have to read the Bible to understand what's really going on around this world. There's too much proof out there that is happening that people call it conspiracy.
Yeah.
There's too much proof to say what's really happening around the world. And it's not just in America. It's worldwide. So a lot of people don't pay attention. They don't pay attention because they're so focused into their own life. They're so focused at their job. They're so focused at everything except the Creator. Because at the end of it all, that's where we're going to be. But I'll continue, like I said, I'll continue writing, I'll continue preaching the right way. And if I ever get wrong, or if I ever say something that's not in context, scriptural, I should say, I take it wrong, I would love for my brothers and sisters to come my way. I would love for them to communicate with me, to study in a way where that's where we need to be, because this world is not going to be here for long at all. And it's a situation like people say, I know some people, they'll be like, well, it's not my time. You know, I hear it a lot that Christ is coming. I always hear that. I look at them and I say, it's not the point if God don't come right now. The point is, if you die tomorrow, you're still going to go see him. You still have to go see him regardless if he comes and opens the sky. Or if you pass away and you die, you're still going to go see him regardless. So you have to get on that mind state. And I've been dealing with a lot of situations of the mind, because the mind is an evil thing. Also your heart, like the Bible says, your heart is it's a wicked thing. Your heart, you don't follow your heart, you follow Christ. I know that situation. I followed my heart 3 years ago. I got married. I thought it was the one for me. I prayed, and then I thought she was a Christian, and my heart led me to a situation where I thought this was it. This is the one. But it was completely opposite. I rushed it, got divorced. I got married. 6 months later, I got divorced. So it's a mind thing. You don't follow your heart. You give your whole life to Christ, and Christ will give you exactly who you need. And continue pushing forward. Continue pushing ahead in his name, in the way that he has us continue preaching, continue learning. And the Bible, a lot of people don't, like I said, they don't pick it up. A lot of people know the scriptures, but they don't really study them. They don't really focus on them. I know a couple of people that are like that, you know. And from my part of what I want to do in my life now in Stockton, is I'm already so dope. I've been everywhere. I don't fear these men. I never did. but never want to preach the word. If I went out there and I sold dope, then I could go out there and preach the word of God. They didn't like me. They don't have to like me, but as long as they know God, you know, that's the main thing that constantly hits me in my head. It's time for you to get out there in the streets, regardless of whoever looks. It's like people I have been noticing, it's people are ashamed to mention Jesus Christ. People are ashamed to follow him.
No, they do, though.
People, they don't want to get judged. So
that's right.
I don't want to, my part, I've done it. I've seen the situation. I've been in the dope game. I've been through the bottom. I thought I was on top. You know, money's the ruler of all evil. Either you're going to be for the money or you're going to be for God. And I give him all the glory for saving me. Just for I could be in a situation where I am right now just to preach in a radio station for people to hear. And
yeah,
just continue working in me for I could hit these streets and I could show some, save some souls. That's my main goal, is to save souls regardless of what anybody's going through. Your soul is a precious thing, man, because eternal hell is nothing to be played with.
That's true.
So
that is true.
No, it just, yes, it is, man, and
you know what, brother, you said something earlier about the scripture. You know, it do say that every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That is so
Amen.
True. But, you know, when you were saying about how people don't want to talk about the Lord, they don't. If you notice, even on Christmas, they're not even saying Merry Christmas too much. A lot of people is narrowing it down to saying Happy Holidays. I've had some people on the job tell me, I believe in Christmas, I believe in Jesus Christ, but I can't say it because I'll get fired. So we have to say Happy Holidays. I'm like, what kind of mess is this? But the thing that trips me out, though, brother, is this. People don't want to talk about the Lord. They don't want to hear about the Lord. But when it's a shootout going on in these schools and children are getting murdered and people on the job are getting murdered, what do? They want to call for the candlelight prayer. Everybody burn candles and they want to pray. As soon as God meet the need of help and, you know, comfort people, then we right back doing the same mess that we've been doing, hatred, all kind of stuff. But don't nobody want to regard the Lord until some bad stuff, you know, happens. And that's the part I think is crazy. But, you know, I thank God for your testimony. I mean, even though, like you said, you were shot in the head. And I noticed that on one of your pictures, you have a tattoo on that part. What is that scripture?
Yes.
What scripture is that?
That scripture is Job 1:12. That's when, in the scripture, when God called Satan up to heaven and told him, you could do whatever you want with Job, but you can't touch his life. And that's exactly, I put it right on my scar, because he hurt me. He tried to take my life, but he couldn't kill me. So
that's right.
He scarred me up, but God is so powerful. Like you said, you can do whatever you want with him. Just I love Job. Job is
oh yeah, me
people
too.
Should always read that. People should always read that book. That book is powerful, and God is merciful, very merciful, and he blesses. I love that book.
You know how many,
that's the reason
you know how many people, brother, you know how many people, brother, that has been shot in the head, that cannot talk, that is a vegetable, that did not live, you know what I'm saying? I remember one of my homies, or whatever you want to call it, in the hood back in the day, got shot in the head, and we went to go see him, and he never came out. He died. You see what I'm saying? His whole face was swollen. Mouth, tongue was hanging out. I couldn't stand it. I had to walk up out of there. I said, oh, I can't take this. You know, he got shot in the head. So to hear that you got shot in the head and, you know, they beat on you and all this kind of tearing on that was going on. You know, even though the enemy plan was to take you out of here. But what I love about God, it doesn't matter what the devil try to do. He can try, but he does not have authority over us. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
He don't have authority.
Amen.
So the awesome part about it is God knew who you were going to be in this end time. You know what I'm saying? He knew what he has got in you, so what he's done was shielded you from death. You could have died. You, even if you live through it, you could be a vegetable right now. Somebody could be feeding you through a tube. You know what I'm saying? You didn't even have to know
that.
That's
very true.
You still here. But to be talking the way that you're talking right now, you know what I'm saying? You're able to be with your children, and you're able to talk about all over the world that you believe that Jesus Christ is your Lord and Savior. That's a powerful thing. And to me, having that kind of testimony, that is nothing really but a grenade in the camp of the devil. To me, that's like a black eye to him. You see what I'm saying? Because you live, now he feels like, oh, wow, he has lived. I could not destroy him, so I got to watch my back. You see what I'm saying? Because you are a threat in the camp of the enemy. And that's how you got to look at it. And it's just awesome that you are here today to share this powerful testimony on the airwaves, how God brought you from what the enemy tried to plot death, but you're here living and breathing life, and you're not ashamed to talk about the gospel of Jesus Christ. That, to me, that's awesome, and I love that. I'm really am blessed and honored to have you on the air with us today. What I'm going to do is I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to go to a song, another song by our brother, Reverend Sconey. And right after that, we're going to come back on, brother, and I want you to talk a little bit about this poem that you're doing. Maybe recite one of the poems live right here on the show that you have written. Is that all right?
Okay, we can do that.
All right, well, I'm going to put you on hold. We're going to hear the song called Jesus Christ by our brother, Reverend Sconey, and then I'm going to click you right back on, and we're going to talk more about what God has done, you know, in your life. All right, we'll be right back. All right, y'all. Y'all heard the brother. I'm telling you, our brother Jesus Cardenas, I thank God for his testimony. It's very powerful. And we're not done yet because I'm telling you, when I went on his page, I want to say a week or so ago, and I read the poems that he had, I'm telling you, you're talking about something powerful. It was powerful and it was awesome. And we're going to hear one of them right here on the Angel's Melody with your host, Miss Angel, on deck. We're going to be right back.
Every knee should bow, and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. I represent eternal life. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. There's only one way to heaven, and that's by Christ.
There's only one way to heaven.
Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and life. I was born a sinner. I reminisce going to church, thanking God didn't exist. Believing Jesus Christ was a myth. The devil hit me fool, deceived and confused. No respect for the law, committing crimes, hanging with thugs, breaking rules in these streets. Hand on the trigger, pocket full of weed. On these streets, a broken dream. Crooked cops, blind, hoping fake religion. Full of greed, too high to cope like a pit bull. The dope came, turned me vicious, making split second decisions. No compassion within my heart, no respect.
Christ, Christ.
make, I analyze to thrive. I learned on them California streets was do or die. Drive-bys and homicide, quickie cops with murder alibis. I got a word from heaven to all you thugs, hide behind badges and uniforms like a miscarriage. You should have never been born. Now every hater, I outsmart them, cause it's necessary. Instead of seeing me spread the gospel of Christ, they'd rather see me laying in the cemetery. So I watch them close, cause they leave out the sense and jealousy mixed with envy. If you claiming Christ, then you have stepping, mixing the gospel Christ with religion and lies. God called it satanic law. Forgive me for all the wrong I did and all the people I've been in the streets when I backslid under Satan's deception and curse. Walking in the flesh, how I'm covered in the blood, but doing dirt, committing crime, selling drugs. My evil ambition, vision of my enemies inside a hearse, persuaded by the devil, desire evil over good, misleading the youth. Now I'm praying and repent all my sins and evil ways, and I turn to Christ the way and tell the world to his face. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth in life. There's only one way to heaven, and that's through Christ.
All right, y'all, we are back. I'm telling you, you already heard it. I'm telling you, it's just definitely, you know, we just thank God for Reverend Sconey. We still giving him a shout out because his music is definitely being played throughout this show. And I'm telling you, in a little while, we're going to hear some more of his music as we keep going. But we thank God. We're going to bring our brother back on. And I'm telling you, we just thank God for his powerful testimony. I'm telling you, on this evening, I am excited about what God is doing in his life and what he's going to continue to do in his life. Are you there with us, brother? I think we got him back on. Let's see. My system is freezing up, so I'm trying to wait to see for his mic to come back on because I can't hear him. And he probably can hear me, but I can't hear him, and it's steady yet showing that the mic is still got to open up. So let's give it a second, and then we'll hear more from him. Like I said, you know, we are overcomers by our testimony, and I'm telling you, I'm just grateful how that for that page, tell us your testimony, because I definitely have came, you know, family with a lot of the brothers and sisters on that page who have shared powerful testimony, that and they're being able to be heard, not only just seen, you know, on the testimony site, but they're also able to be heard live on the radio around the world. And I'm just excited about this. Like I said, we're still waiting on the microphone. I don't know if he can hear me, or I can't hear him yet until I see the mic on. And so let's see what happens. Are you there, brother? Are you there? Okay, he's not. It's still showing, y'all. Y'all bear with me, because sometimes when you do shows like this, sometimes things like that happen with your internet. It goes a little slow. But we're looking forward to the mic to open up real soon. So while we're waiting on his mic to open up, let's go to one more song, okay? That way we can wait for his mic to open up. We're going to go to one more song by Reverend Sconey, his super My Natural, and then we're going to go straight to our brother. As soon as this song get through playing, we're going to go back to our brother and let him finish his testimony.
Walking at home. smoking, I wasn't thinking about him, and then he opened my heart. And then he filled me with his love, Holy Spirit, he sent above, and he gave and he taught. And there were days when it was tough, and God, I put my trust in him, proved that he is God, and he is really super, and I am not a loser. His blessings for me never stop. God, I need his word, it gives me strength, I won't flee. Love increases deep inside me. Once was lost, but now I see. Word is a light, and so I gotta show, gotta grow, gotta slow. But yes, I'm glad I know, do you know? Gotta know that I'm much wiser. Gotta go higher in his wisdom, so closer.
I'm a true disciple of Christ, I stand my ground, my eternal fate, a royal crown when I walk through them pearly gates. All grace abound, no mean mugs and frown, half-twisted smiles and fake hugs. Ain't no haters in the heavens above, just a holy paradise, a perfect love. Picture me shining in all white, get you at the dove, rich in glory, standing next to Christ. A born-again thug, no other place I'd rather be. You'll be surprised in heaven who you going to see. I pray the church remember every saint in heaven was a sinner. The precious living blood of Jesus made me a winner. His super never fails, so the gates of hell should not prevail. But if my natural be put to death, I'm going higher. I'll be quickened by the Spirit after my last and final breath. Spiritually resurrected like Christ, the Messiah.
I've been sick and tired, that's why I give my life to the one who took me higher.
We are back. I'm telling you, we want to give a shout out to our brother once again, Reverend Sconey. That's the music that you're hearing so far tonight, and we're just grateful. We want to give a shout out to my brother listening in, Preacher Kid. Yes, they're holding it down in Florida, and we just thank God for him listening in. We're going to go back to our brother on the line, hopefully this time. I know the microphone got to come on now. We got to get this microphone going. I'm telling you. Okay, we got you, I see. We got you. I don't know what happened. And at first, I was trying to click you on, and it was like just turning and turning and turning. But I'm glad we was able to go to another song. So I'm back again. So now, brother, now you have shared a powerful testimony how, you know, you was you know, living the life in the streets, with anger issues, you know, being jumped on and shot in the head. And, you know, when I looked at that picture at the scar, and then I saw the picture where you had a tattoo over it, I was like, oh, that is smooth. Who would have thought of something like that? you can't even tell that anything happened. You know, you just really could not have told, you know, tell. And so who would have thought that you would be doing what you're doing today? I know sometimes you think back on that, like, wow, I was living this harsh life, and I had a heart of stone, but God was able to change you, and you are who you are today. And you know what? It's a good thing that you said what you said about how you are praying for your enemies. You knew who did this to you, and you're praying for them and everything. You know, that is a man of God to me to have a heart of Christ. And I'm serious, because some people couldn't let that ride. They would be like, you know what, we going up in here mafia style, straight up. We finna put his head on the plate and send it to his peoples. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Especially after all that happened. But for you to just say, you know what, I'm going to pray for them, and I'm going to wish them well, and I'm just praying that God would touch their heart, that they would be transformed. You know, to hear you say that, it really brought tears to my eyes, like, wow. You know, to have a heart of stone and to be able to be broken by God, to have a soft heart to say, because he did say in his word, we got to love our enemies. We know that's hard, y'all. You know what I'm saying? That's hard. Somebody that come and do drama and I got to turn around and love you and bless you? Come on now. You know what I'm saying? You be ready to go down through there like the Godfather, so to speak. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's, but just like he said, our ways is not his ways, and our thoughts are not his thoughts. And you know what? Hey, he definitely is right about that, because, you know, God give us a lot of passes, don't he? He give us a lot of passes when we don't even deserve a pass. He looks and say, you know what? I'm going to let this pass. I'm going to go ahead and forgive him. And he just going, you know, and he keep it moving. And see, we not like that. We ready to do damage and go after, just like you said, even after you got shot in the head and that happened to you, you still was going back to say, hey, I'm coming to pick up my bread. I'm coming to let these people know. But God turns you around from that. And I'm telling you, brother, that, hey, I know that wasn't easy. But, you know, but you did it. You know what I'm saying?
Man.
And, That's powerful. I'm here to tell you. I'm gonna be honest. I don't know what I would have done. I'm just being real. I don't know. Somebody might be saying, "What, Angel on deck?" Hey, Angel on deck said it. I don't know what I would have done. I really don't know. Don't want to know. But we just thank God. You know. I'm serious.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You'll never know until you're in that situation.
Oh, my God, I know that's right, because, hey, you know, I just thank God for you. I just say that I thank God for you. And talk a little bit about this poem. You know, when did you start writing? And I wanted to know, can you share live right now a little something for us? Because I'm going to tell you, I was blessed by some of that, what I heard, saw on your page, and I read. I was like, wow, he got some skills. All you need, hey, you get you some good music in that background. I'm telling you, it's gonna be awesome.
Yeah, I heard that. I started at 18. I had this one friend. She used to write poetry, and she was off the hook. She had a beautiful voice, and she would sing and she would write her poetry. And I didn't know how to do it until I told her, "Well, how do you do that, man? Your words are so beautiful." And she's like, "Whatever you feel, just write it. Whatever comes to your heart, to your mind, write it." I said, "That's it?" And she's like, "Yeah, that's it." So I told her, "Well, I'll call you back." I hung up. I got a pen and a paper, and I wrote a poem. For ever since then, these were Roly poems. Like Roly, when I was living in the road, every day I would write like 15 poems. When I would work, I would leave my job just to go write my poem, because it was something that inspired me. I never thought that I would be able to write something so beautiful. Some, you know, God is good in that situation. So ever since 18, I started writing and writing, and I can't stop. There's nothing that I just love writing. It don't matter about whatever situation, anything. I'll write about it. I'll make sure it makes sense and it'll fit you.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you, it was awesome what I read. Awesome.
Okay, yeah, that the deep testimony, that one right there, I just wrote that one when you read it on the testimony 777. I've been having that poem, and it was not fully done. It was halfway. And
yeah,
it finally hit me that night, and I was like, well, I have to write it. So I finally wrote it about my, you know, my testimony. If, you know, people want to go read it on my Facebook. It's called Deep Testimony, and it tells you more of the understanding of breaking everything down. And just like I said, the blessings of writing, I could put them where the words where they need to be, where people can make sense and not take it out of hand.
Yes.
So yeah,
well,
can
you do one for us tonight? Can you do one? Is there a way to do one for us tonight?
I got one. It's called In Time. It's called In Time.
Okay.
So blind, it goes, so blinded and so confused, still fighting to follow the truth. Crooked thoughts continue coming in. The transform of the mind is the choice within. People will never understand it. They will keep their pride within. That's why so many people are following their sinful sin. Time continues moving ahead. In time, America will fall for leading the people misled. There's too much evil in this land of free. In time, everybody will get what they deserve indeed. My life was, has been slipping away because my lust has came out to play. Selfish people come your way. Stupid people still stay in the same way. If you don't know the point of living life, then pray to the Creator to give you life. Life is a journey, but it continues. Life is a journey, but it comes to an end. Reap what you sow is the story that has been wrote. Many decisions will lead you to stray. Pray for your enemies that they pray for your enemies that their time will not be delayed, because in time we all end up in Judgment Day.
Wow. That was deep. Very deep.
Thank you.
Wow. Very deep. I'm telling you, that's very deep. And like I said, I'm looking forward to hearing more poems that you have wrote. I'm telling you, is there any like contact, or someone want to get in contact with you? Is there any contact information that you can leave them?
With a contact, like I'm trying to write a book off it.
No, I'm saying like anybody want to get in contact with you as far as like your testimony or to see some of your poems on your page. Is there like contact?
Yeah,
maybe you can
my
your Facebook. Yeah,
they could get me on my Facebook. Is I don't hide from, you know, my Facebook for everyone to see. I don't need to hide nothing. I show everybody how it is. If anybody want to go on my Facebook, Jesus Cardenas, you'll see the picture of my daughter and my son, or you'll see the TLGK. And I post poems every day or every once in a while. Whenever I feel like writing, I got a lot of poems on there.
Wow. Yeah, I saw it. And I'm telling you. Now, how you pronounce your name again? How are you saying it? Because I'm saying it different.
You say Jesus, but I say Jesus.
Jesus?
Jesus, yeah.
Jesus. Oh, okay. All right. Jesus Cardenas. All right. I'm telling y'all, he's definitely a chef. I've been seeing some food posted up on his page and hearing the chicken cooking. And yep, I'm putting you on blast, brother. I was hungry yesterday. And I'm like, what is that going on? And he was like, oh, I got some chicken going on. And I'm like, wow. So... We know where we can come. I know where I can come get a plate at when I hit California.
Most definitely.
And what part of California are you at?
Stockton, California.
Stockton. Okay. All right. Now,
yeah.
How far is that from like Hollywood and Inglewood? Like, how far is that from there?
Well, I think it's 5 hours away from L.A.
Oh, really? Wow. Okay.
Yeah. So,
that is a riot. That's definitely a riot.
Yeah.
Okay, all right. And so what encouraging word would you share? Because we have a lot of people tuning in from all over, and I know that if someone somewhere that needs a word of encouragement, what would you say to them, brother?
Follow Christ, regardless of whatever situation. You will never understand it. God understands. And when you don't understand it, you start getting frustrated and kill your flesh. Once you kill your flesh, transform your mind and go to Christ, because he's a good God. He's merciful. He's a righteous God. He won't lead you wrong. And whatever situation you deal with, he'll take you out of it. Follow him at all times. Don't second guess him. You know, even though we're human flesh and we do some dumb things, but God is merciful. He died on the cross for us for a reason. For he wants us with us in heaven. He there's nothing that nobody could have done for us to make it to heaven for what he's done. And I just tell people, when times get hard, just pray. When you feel good, pray. When praying is the most powerful weapon of all. There's nothing more powerful than praying. You know, the Old Testament, I love the Old Testament with Elijah, the Genesis, Adam. There's a lot of, you just have to read and study. If you can't read and study, I like King James. You go on YouTube, pastors. Yeah, you find pastors that in YouTube or go on their website, just go somewhere that's really talking about the scriptures, not taking them out of hand, out of context. And no matter what situation, go to God, Jesus Christ, man, Lord and Savior. You can't go wrong with him. He will not let you fall.
Wow.
So my main thing for anyone is come to Christ. And religion, leave the religion and come to a relationship. I mean, go on my website, go on my Facebook, message me. I will tell you from point A from A B. Any religion you want to know about, man, I study their scriptures. I went through every religious scriptures, especially Christians. And Jesus Christ is the only way. There's no excuse. You could be a prideful person, but he took it away from me. And he can take it away from anybody, but it's a choice. You have to choose. You're not a robot. You choose what you want. That's why God tells us, choose. At the end of it all, it's heaven or hell, and that's about it, man. Because in this, like I said, this time of this world, there's a lot of stuff going on in this world that people are not understanding, and they're so accustomed to their life. I hope that people would study more what's really going around the world, what's really going on with the governments, what's really going on with the higher people, because like God said, it's not about the flesh and blood. It's a spiritual battle. You know, we fight with the demons, the devil. We fight with them. And if you don't understand it, then what kind of Christian and what kind of study are you learning? Because it's not about people. You pray for people. And we go against the demons hard. We take them where they belong.
Yeah, that's right. Grab them up by the throat. That's what I always say. Take them by the throat.
Most definitely. Most definitely.
For real. And I'm telling you, I just thank God for your awesome testimony. What I'm going to do, I'm going to put you on hold again, brother, and we're going to go to another song by Kingdom Music. And after that, we're going to come back, let you have the last words, and then we're going to say a word of prayer, and then we're going to go ahead and go off with another song by Kingdom Music. So I'm going to put you on hold, and we're going to come right back in a few minutes. I'm telling y'all, I'm just blessed by our brother on tonight. And right now we're going to go to Kingdom Music called In Jesus' Name, and we'll be right back.
Look, I just want to remind you that you should always speak life on every situation. You should always keep Jesus Christ in every situation. Yeah. What do? When you see God is looking down and he's smiling at you, I'm going to tell you what I do. I look up and I smile right back. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, I say amen, amen. In Jesus' name, I say amen, amen. In Jesus' name, I say amen, amen. 6 a.m. and I'm up.
Look, as I get up and I wake up, I lift my hands and I give praise. Another day, the good Lord made, and I'm just glad that I'm just saved. I can't forget to bear my cross. I could be dead, I could be lost. Instead, I stand, cause one man died, a righteous man that gave his life. I don't need gangs, I don't need guns, I don't need drugs, a late night club. I just need hope, I just need faith, I just need peace and Jesus' love. I don't need sex, I don't need pills, I don't need stress, I don't need fear. Then I'm my flesh, I must confess, and yes, I'm blessed to still be here. Yo. In Jesus' name I say amen, amen. In Jesus' name I say amen, amen. In Jesus' name I say amen, amen. 6 a.m. and I'm still up. Yo, as I get up and I wake up, I lift my hands and I give praise. Another day, the good Lord made, and I'm just glad that I can say, I can't forget to bear my cross. I could be dead, I could be lost. Instead I stand, cause one man died, a righteous man, he gave his life. Who said easy? This ain't easy. It's the reason I need help. Please believe me, God gon' keep me, cause I truly want to be kept. I don't need fame, I don't need fortune. See them things, they ain't important. Diamond rain with a big old chain, and the limelight life ain't really for me. I just need strength for all my faith. I give you thanks for what you do, for all you did, and all that's done. I will be done, thy kingdom come. Jesus Christ, just keep my soul, hold me close, don't let me go. Hey, I give you my full permission and let your spirit take control.
Lord, I just thank you for allowing me to be able to do music in your name and allowing me to touch other lives through the ministry, God. But I just knew that my life had to be different and that something was going to have to change because I couldn't keep on living the way that I was living. And so you saw me where I was and you came and found me and changed my life forever. So now I'm going to make sure I do everything in your name.
Whatever I do for the Lord. I can't leave the house without grabbing my sword. I can't leave the house without checking my faith, cause I know Satan trying to ruin my day. But I gotta be safe, I gotta be strong. I look to my Lord and I press on. Never let the enemy ruin my joy. You must be kidding me, we already won. So tell me what you living for. If you not out here living for Christ the King, the Creator, the one that gives the Holy Ghost, the one who is the Holy Ghost, the one that gave you life, the one who died at Calvary, and darkness he is light. The one whose love is infinite, who bought you at a price. So you should practice righteousness. To me, it's only right. I don't need pride, I don't need lust, I don't need lies. I just need love, I just need God, cause God is love. He's on my side when I give up. He's in my ride when I pull up. He's in my bed when I need sleep. He's by my side when it's just me. My spiritual eyes when I can't see. My spiritual food when I can't eat. He's at my job when I get stressed. He's my way out and on my chest. He's on my mind when I'm at my best. My God in life, my daily quest. He turned a sinner to a saint. Gave me strength when I was faint. Lord, I thank you for each day. You're my life, the truth, the way. I'm only here cause of your grace. I pray one day to see your face, that I can walk up to them gate. You invite me to your place and tell me, son, your work is done. You once were lost, but now you found. You looked up when you were down. You passed that test, you got that crown. And then I finally hear that sound. And he said, son, you made me proud, and I received my righteous crown.
Lord Jesus, we come to you today, giving you thanks and giving you praise in all that we do, Lord Jesus. Lord, sometimes we may be lost, but we thank you that we have always come back to you, Lord Jesus. Lord, when we go astray, we thank you that you have touched our hearts and our minds to come back and continue on with your journey, Lord, that you have meant for us, Lord Jesus. And I thank you. I thank you for all that you do, for being the wonderful God that you are to me, Lord. And I will continue to praise your name forever in your mighty name, my friend.
See all my life, I knew that Christ had a plan for me. As it won't be, it's best to see when I couldn't see. See, I went astray, but Christ knew that there would be a day when I would lift up my hands and say, oh, thank you, Jesus, for the glorious day. Now I'm here to stay, and I ain't going nowhere from you. There ain't no turning back when I know the truth. That Jesus, you're the one that I want to. Yeah, but right.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I say amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, I say amen.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, we say amen.
Amen. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearing and the reading and the doing of his word.
Wow, y'all. That was Kingdom Music called In Jesus' Name. I love that song. I'm telling you, I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. And I'm quite sure our brother is over there loving it too. Am I right, brother?
Yeah, I love Kingdom Music.
Oh, so you know about it. Okay. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I kind of thought about it. I was like, do he know about them? I didn't know, but I said I was going to go ahead and rock a song by them.
Nah, yeah.
I know them.
I know their music. It's pretty good.
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, that's great. Well, you see, I'm in the loop then. All right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so like I said, once again, I just thank God. Is there any last remarks you want to say before we have say a word of prayer? Any shout-outs, anything you want to say?
Shout-out to my family, the Manchie family, and everybody, brothers and sisters in Christ. Continue staying strong and read the Word and get ready because it's coming. You got to stand strong for the Lord. He died for us, so get ready to die for Him.
Amen. Amen. Well, I definitely thank God for you, brother, for being on with us on tonight, this evening, tonight, morning, whatever time it is, everybody's way in the country or city. We just thank God. Some places right now it's late night, it's early morning, you know. So, I mean, you know, but we're just grateful. Well, we're going to say a word of prayer, brother, before we get off these airwaves, all right?
Okay.
All right, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we just thank you for this show. We thank you for this platform that you have given us to be able to be heard around the world. And, Lord, we thank you for our brother, which is your beloved son tonight. Lord, we just thank you for bringing him out of harm's way. We thank you, Lord, that when the plan of the enemy wanted to come and make a stand over his life, Lord, you said no. And we just thank you, God, that you said no to death and yes to life over his life because you knew what was going to take place. So, God, we just thank you for your hand of protection being around him. We thank you for your blood covering him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. And we just thank you for the angels that you have encamped around about him and his family, Lord. And, Lord, I ask that you will continue to use him, God, to your glory. I thank you right now that you will open up doors for him, God, to go in and share testimonies and share your word across the globe. And, Lord, we thank you for divine favor resting up on him. We thank you for finances, oh, God, the overflow of financial to be able to do what needs to be done to further the ministry that you have given him. And, Lord, I thank you for the boldness that he has in you. We thank you, Lord, that he stands bold even in your word, God. And he is not ashamed of the gospel, Lord, that's in your word, God. So we just thank you for being around him and being with him and holding him up through the storm, God. And we thank you for your encouragement over his life. And, God, we just thank you for your much overflowing of blessings that you have for him and prepared, God. And we just thank you that even through the ministry that you have given him, that many will be saved, set free, restored, delivered, God. We just thank you right now for what you have put in my brother, oh God, for these last and evil days, God. We just thank you very much, God, and we honor you, and we forever give you the praise, all the honor, and all the glory. And Lord, we ask now that you will protect us all as we sleep tonight, that we will have sweet sleep and rest. And Lord, that you will give us sweet dreams in the name of Jesus. And, Lord, I just thank you for what you are doing in our brother's life and what you're going to continue to do in his life. And, Lord, to those that have listened in all over the world, God, we ask that you will meet every need and everything that they seek your faith, God. We thank you that you will do it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So we just, like I said, once again, we just thank you, brother. And, you know, you can still reshare these links after the show and, around this time next year, people will still be able to click on this link and hear the broadcast. And also, after we're off here, brother, you know, you can also download the show.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you can download it. Everybody, anybody can download it, and you can have your copy, whether you want to have it in your downloads and on your computer, or you can download it on CD, however you want to do it. But it can be downloaded, and you can keep resharing the broadcast. People that have missed it, they can, click on the links that I posted on your page tonight, tomorrow, next week, anytime, and still hear the show. And like I said, they can download it as well.
Okay. Thank you.
So I just want to say God bless you, brother. Keep being encouraged, and, you know, you can make it, you know, in Jesus' name. And despite of the storm, anything, God will always be your umbrella to protect you.
Amen.
And so in saying that, we look forward to having you. Now, you know, this ain't going to be the last that we talk because, you know, we fam now. So I always tell those that on the radio with me so far, this ain't just being on the radio today and we don't talk or hear from each other no more. No. We will definitely stay in contact. You know my number. Hit me up when you need to hit me up. We also family on Facebook, so we definitely will stay connected. And like I said, also in saying that, you know, we look forward to having you back on the show soon to do an update on what's going on, you know, in your life. What else great is going on in your life?
Okay, most definitely.
All right then, brother. Well, God bless you. We're going to go off with another song from Kingdom Music, but I just want to say God bless you, brother, and it was definitely an honor having you on to this show.
Thank you. All glory to God.
All right then. God bless you. All right, y'all. We thank God for our brother on tonight, and we thank God for all of you all that have tuned in. We want y'all to tune in tomorrow to the Jazz show tomorrow with me and our brother Dante of, oh, my God, Transparent. I'm sorry, because I ain't know. I got blanked that quick. Of Transparent, the band. We thank God for our brother Dante. So we want y'all to tune in tomorrow to the Jazz, the Quiet Storm Jazz Night with our brother Dante. I'm telling you, I'm excited. I cannot wait. Links will post for all to hear. And also on Friday, we want to bring you back on again with our sister Esther, formerly known as Star Jones, story of behind the scenes as an intern at Nelly Incorporation. And also you will hear about our great book called The Force Behind the Stars. So we want y'all to tune in. I'm telling you, I'm just excited about what's going on. And always remember, don't live good to die bad, but live good to die great in Christ Jesus. God bless you all. We're glad that you tuned in to the Angels of Melody with your girl, Miss Angel on deck. Taking us off is Kingdom Music, If She Knew. God bless you all.
That you would never leave me lonely, but everybody is out doing their own thing, and I'm all alone staring at the wall saying, I still feel so lonely, so lonely.
Hey, I was matching sex with maniacs, heaters in the Cadillac, angry at the world, screaming, mama, where my daddy at? Hands on the mini-mac, brother yelling, give it back. This before I ever knew the God could bring a sinner back. Before I read the Bible, man, I learned about survival. I was living in denial, I fell into facing trials. I was listening to lies that the enemy was feeding me. Everything the world ever showed me was deceiving me. Glory to the King, I thank Jesus now for freeing me. Cause even from the jump, it was something that he seen in me. First he changed my attitude, then he changed the scenery. Holy Ghost filled, it's this peace that's completing me. Immediately, repeatedly, the enemy was grieving me. Now I got the word of God and Satan ain't defeating me. Dignity, humility, treat people with decency. He who came to be with me will let my soul rest peacefully.
I know you said, I know you said you'd never leave me. I know you said that you would never leave me lonely. But everybody is out doing their own thing, and I'm all alone staring at the wall saying,
God, I just thought that I should mention it. Yeah, we talk all the time, but this time it felt different. Cause I just spoke my mind, no need to get too intimate. God, please answer me why I hurt inside. Your love is infinite. He told me, listen, yeah, you pray, but you don't read enough. And the only time you pray is when you're scared and you're in need of stuff. Look, I'm asking for all of you, not some of you, but all of you. Cause I got so much work for you to do, that's why I'm calling you. Moment of conviction, immediate redemption. Now I declare that I won't take no steps unless I'm with them. I can't do it by myself, that only led me to destruction. Fits of rage every day, followed by alcohol consumption. My mind was in a bad place, yeah, I must say. But if you want that inner peace, just obey and let him lead you. Cause
He'll never deceive you. I gave it all to God, no more evil. This is what he said.
Because you haven't gave your all to me completely. Because you still haven't surrendered your whole life to me. While everybody is out doing their own thing. And you're all alone, you should be on your knees.
God, the one that told me that I talk too much. He said I couldn't save myself cause it cost too much. I tried to explain to Jesus how I lost too much. He said now you just being greedy twin, you got too much. He said share some with the brothers and the sisters I send to you. Tell them how I love you and how I've been a friend to you. How you fully accepted me and surrendered your life over. Your destiny was written that nobody could ride over. Life is a big puzzle, Christ is a missing piece. We call him the Prince of Peace, without him there is peace. Hallelujah for the joy my Father brings. And glory to the King for all the souls that have been redeemed. Yeah. Hey, hallelujah for the joy my Father brings. And glory to the King for all the souls that have been redeemed. Listen, hey, hallelujah for the joy my Father brings. Glory to the King for all the souls that have been redeemed. Hey.
Because you haven't gave your all to me completely. Because you still haven't surrendered your whole life to me. While everybody is out doing their own thing. And you're all alone, you should be on your knees.
You feel like the pressure of the world is on you, gets so heavy, and you feel like nobody cares. But I'm here to tell you right now that God is right there. He'll never leave you nor forsake you. He'll be with you when everyone else fades away and turns their back on you. Trust me when I say Christ is faithful. Hold on to Christ. Put him first in your life. Everything in Jesus' name, y'all. Kingdom Music.